Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show, as usual. Just coming off the taping of my nightly Real America's Voice TV show that airs at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. West Coast time. And my guest today was Liz Truss, the former Prime Minister of England. And what a breath of fresh air she was. What a fantastic interview. Very conservative. I mean, like Reagan, Thatcher, Trump conservative. Very good on every issue we talked about, which all related to the deep state. And the, you know, her version of the D.C. swamp in the U.K. and our version of the D.C. swamp deep state here, which threw her out of office in record time and which is, she says, going to, you know, planning at this moment how to destroy Trump's entire agenda, you know, destroy Trump's entire second presidency and wipe out his agenda before it ever begins. And she was warning Trump about all of that. So, very interesting interview. I hope you tune in tonight. Real America's Voice TV, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. West Coast time. And check it out. You also want to check out the photos at the beginning of the show. I've got a photo of my TV in my living room on with me at, you know, the 10 o'clock show on Real America's Voice. The show is on. I'm on the screen. And you see my 100-pound golden doodle Bubba. Standing there staring at the screen. And the part you couldn't get from the photos, he stared at the screen, then he stared at me, then he stared at the screen, then he stared at me. He's like, how could you be in two places at once? Isn't that Wayne on the screen? Very funny. And then a photo of my friend Phil. He sent me a photo of his new baby, who I guess now is probably like 9 months old. His new baby sitting on a couch, sound asleep, in front of the TV with Wayne Root on. She goes to bed every night to Wayne Root's voice. I love that. The Wayne Root lullaby. So all of that tonight on Real America's Voice TV. So there's a lot of things going on in the news. I think I want to start today with the economy. I think I'll probably get into all the other issues in hour number two. But I want to start with the economy. Although first, here's a story I got to tell you, though. I'm very hard on Boeing. You know, because Boeing planes are falling apart and their parts are falling out of the skies and they're having near misses on the runways. Everything is going wrong with Boeing. And all I could tell you is it has to do, in my opinion, with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It has to do with hiring people who are not qualified for the job, just like what you're seeing on college campuses around America has to do with DEI. All these college presidents are not only liberal, they're communist. They're not only liberal and communist and radical and extreme, but so many of them are incompetent and never should have been hired. And they don't know how to handle this. And, these rallies, these protests, these, you know, what I consider to be anarchy and riots, are getting out of control all over the country. Because, you know, the Columbia president is an idiot and she never should have been hired. And not only do I consider an idiot and a radical and an extremist and a Jew hater who's done nothing about Jew hatred on her campus and you know, gives deadlines, and when the students miss the deadline, she just extends the deadline. Now they've taken over a building which I used to go to all the time, which was my home base at Columbia Hamilton Hall. I still remember it like it was yesterday. They took over the building. They took over Wayne Root's Hamilton Hall. And she's done nothing so far. She's made idle threats. Oh, I'm going to expel you. Oh, I'm going to suspend you. They don't care. They said they'll burn the building down. They won't come out. They'll burn the building down. By the way, one of my fans came up with a great idea. Great idea. He said, who cares if they come out or not? Just surround the building with police and wait. And make sure they're cut off from water and food. And eventually, when they're starving and they haven't anything to drink or eat, in a week, they'll all come out and you'll arrest them all. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just wait them out. Starve them and don't give them a drop of water. And they'll all come out and you arrest every one of them and you should charge them as domestic terrorists. They threatened to burn the building down, and they took over the building, and they're stopping all school during, I believe this is finals week. If it's not finals week, it's finals month at Columbia. This is the end of the semester, the most important week or two, and they've shut the campus down while parents are paying $86,000 a year for the kids to go to the school. These are domestic terrorists. But I got off the Boeing story because I said it's all about DEI, and that reminded me of the college presidents who are all DEI. And the college president of Columbia, by the way, I never got to get that out. It turns out she's being charged now that she plagiarized several of her articles that made her a big shot in the educational world. And that's what happened to the head of the president of Harvard. That's what happened to the diversity chief at Harvard. These are all people that got their jobs just because they're minorities and people of color. And they're all cheaters. No wonder they rig elections. They cheat their own articles. They steal and plagiarize. But back to Boeing. You can't make this stuff up. Emergency slide falls off a Boeing plane and lands outside the home of the lawyer whose firm is suing Boeing. An emergency slide fell off a Boeing 767 aircraft shortly after taking off last week. It was discovered 2 days later outside the home of a lawyer whose firm is suing Boeing over manufacturing safety issues. Attorney Jake Bissell-Linsk, whose firm is currently suing Boeing due to one of its planes losing a door plug during a flight in January, discovered the emergency slide from Delta Airlines Flight 520 washed ashore on some rocks outside his oceanfront home in New York City. In a statement to the New York Post, Bissell-Link said, I didn't want to touch it, but I got close enough to get a close look at it. Shortly after he made the discovery, a crew of Delta workers were called out to remove the emergency slide from the rocks. It fell off a Delta Airlines Boeing 767 on April 27th, and it washed up in front of the house of the lawyer whose firm is suing Boeing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He also said in his lawsuit that Boeing made false statements about safety on Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 after its door plug blew out. So you're just talking about a company, Boeing, that has lost its way completely, deserves to go out of business, but I'm sure they have, like, you know, maybe 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 employees. We should look that up. How many employees are there at Boeing? Chris, while I'm talking, look that up. Google that for me. How many employees does Boeing have? It's probably got like 50,000 employees worldwide. And so, you know, it'd be a terrible thing because a lot of them are Americans, and I don't like people losing their jobs, but here's a company that deserves to go out of business because they have completely lost their way. Here's an article. How many? Oh, I was way low. 171,000 employees at Boeing worldwide. I wonder how many of those in the United States, did it say, versus other countries? Maybe all in the United States, you know, because they are an American company. So even if you make planes for other countries, you still may make them all in the United States. So unless they have plants otherwise, which I don't think they have, they may all be in the United States. So that would be a hit to the entire American economy if a company with 171,000 American employees goes out of business. So I don't want to see that happen. But, it's just amazing to me how these companies have killed themselves with DEI. And in many cases, I don't know how many employees are DEI, but in many cases, the presidents are DEI, just like the presidents of the colleges. The CEOs are DEI. And that's what destroys these companies. The rot starts at the top. All right. So speaking of rot, these college campuses are rotting rotting. And I don't know how this is all going to play out because, of course, this isn't happening in the middle of the school year. It's happening at the end of the school year. So in a matter of just days, you know, I know UNLV finals are all next week. So after next week, they're out of school till next August. So I say that again. 2 minutes to go. Okay. So at UNLV, they're out of school till next August, starting in a week. So I'm assuming Columbia has a very similar schedule, if not over a week, it's certainly over in 2 weeks. And then they're out for the year, you know, for the semester until next semester, fall of 2024. So I don't know if these riots and anarchy and unrest and terrible developments, which are masquerading as protests, but in reality it's domestic terrorism, I don't know, you know, and Jew hatred, I don't know if this is going to end, or being that the school ends, they'll just walk away, or they're going to continue with their encampments and close down the university for the whole summer. I don't know where it goes. I don't know if they know where it goes. But, my gut is that this is George Soros, and this is China, and this is the Chinese Communist Party, and this is the World Economic Forum. These are all the enemies of the United States of America and Israel. Anyone who hates America hates Israel. Anyone who hates Israel hates America. They go hand in hand. And I see this article, China supports pro-Palestine protests on U.S. campuses. I'll read you that, some highlights of that when we get back. I knew China was behind it all. Look, if I was China, I would pay protesters to divide America and create chaos and crisis and controversy and people just hating each other's guts. And I would create a mess in this country. And that's what China's doing, in my opinion. And I'd also bribe the politicians to destroy America so that China becomes the most dominant power in the world, specifically economic power. That's what I would do if I was China. Guess what? That's what they're doing. And we're letting them do it. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. My command central, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at mystore.com. Also with promo code WAR. At mystore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at mypillow.com and mystore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at mypillow.com and mystore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Root's on fire. Isn't that nice of the judge to let Trump go to his high school son's graduation, Barron's graduation? Wow, what a nice judge. You know what I think of you, Judge? Juan Marchan, you're an absolute piece of human garbage. You didn't want him to go. You threatened him with not letting him go. And the mail is like 1,000 to 1 that you are the most hated man in America. You're an absolute piece of garbage. You're a communist scumbag. You've rigged the trial. You've rigged the jury. You're going to try and put Trump in jail for either nothing that happened or perhaps a consensual one-night stand between two adults when Trump was not president, was not a candidate. 10 years, 15 years before, I don't even remember what year it was, and he was a businessman, billionaire, mogul, who had a TV show called Celebrity Apprentice. And if he wanted to have sex with a porn star for a one-night stand, it's none of your business. It's no one's business. And you think now you can rule his life and keep him a prisoner, a hostage, like the J6 prisoners every day in a New York City courtroom? And he's not allowed to do any social media, and you want to gag him and put him in a prison cell if he dares to say something to defend himself while you're attacking him. And the prosecution is making up lies. And Joe Biden's attacking him, and he has no right to answer, huh? And he should be tied up in court. This is the most incredible example of election interference in history. So the judge finally does one human thing, because the pressure is so huge. You take one of the biggest liberals in the world. What's his name? Let me think of his name. Piers Morgan. I was on his show on CNN. He is such a gun-grabbing liberal. And even Piers Morgan has an article in today's New York Post that says that it, how disgusting it is if this judge, oh, it's not today's post, because today the guy said you can go. Judge Merchan said you can go. This is from last week. He said how disgusting it is to stop Trump from attending Barron's graduation for a partisan sham trial that shames America. For once, Piers Morgan has it exactly right. And so the pressure was so huge on this judge to finally do one human thing and not persecute Trump as if he's a mass murderer and cannibal who eats people's faces. What was that movie where the guy was like, yum, 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 yum? It's like they're treating him like he's a mass murderer who eats people's faces. Silence of the Lambs, right? They're treating him like the guy in Las Vegas, murder suspect. This is in today's Vegas paper. Murder suspect accused of eating victim's face at a bus stop near the Vegas Strip. He was just sitting there eating the man's face. He had already killed him, and he was eating his face. That's what that's not what they're treating Trump like. They'll treat this guy much better than they're treating Trump. This guy's not going to have to stay in prison. They're going to give him no bail. The face eater is going to be let out. Everybody gets let out. It's so ridiculous. It's so insane what's happened to our country. But some liberal, and I don't know which one it was, because I was, you know, in a rush to prepare my TV show that we tape every day right before this show, that airs nightly on Real America's Voice TV. It airs at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific every single night, The Root Reaction, and I was in a rush to get ready for it, so I didn't have a chance to really study who it was, but it was some liberal host, and someone sent me his online rantings about all of you conservatives said the judge would never let him go to his son's high school graduation, Barron's high school graduation, and he allowed him to go. This proves that conservatives are bad people, and this judge is a wonderful, compassionate person. No, you idiot. The fan mail, you know, or whatever you want to call it, the mail, the public opinion, the social media rantings, were like 10,000 to 1 that we hate this judge. He should be, his picture should be on the post office wall as the most evil man in America. And so finally he gave in on one little point. Who would not let someone go to their son's high school graduation? But the guy, the liberal who was trying to make this case that the judge is wonderful, we're all idiots for ranting about him, guess who he used in the background while he was talking as his example? Wayne Allyn. It was my show from Real America's Voice and me talking in the background that I should give an apology because I said the judge is a scumbag. Well, guess what? He let him go, and you know what the judge is? A scumbag. A communist scumbag overseeing a communist color trial. In other words, a rigged communist trial. No, it's a communist color revolution, and it's a communist show trial. There we go. I got the two terms mixed up. A communist show trial. By the way, the country is on fire, and that's why the sponsor of the show is Goldgate Capital, and you need to go get some gold and silver, and gold and silver are on fire as well, man. The prices keep hitting all-time records every single day. It's absolutely incredible. Gold just keeps going up and up and up and up, and it really is amazing. So you should buy some gold, buy some silver, go to goldgatecapital.com, tell them Moore sent you, get up to $15,000 in free silver. GoldGateCapital.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
War now.
Hey!
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leadership said their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers and discontinuing virtual health care services. This strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in health care access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Greg Wayne Ella Roots. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Obviously, Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, and any time in the future. Obviously, if you're not concerned, you're a moron. You're a dumbbell. You're as dumb as a doorknob, I got to tell you, because it's scary out there. I'm a smart guy, and I make a lot of money, and I'm successful, and I'm scared to death that we're all going to lose everything, and there's going to be no food, and the supply chain is gone, and this country is going to be like Mad Max. So that's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with a 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium Texas beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They'll create a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. And you'll get only one ingredient, premium Texas beef for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best. But prepare for the worst case scenario. Go to warbeef.com. Get 15% off. Warbeef.com. And when the bad news comes and this country's Mad Max, you're going to be the only one eating in style with premium Texas beef. You're going to be eating ribeye and New York strip. And wonderful, wonderful, high-quality beef that is freeze-dried for survival food. Warbeef.com, automatically 15% off at that website, because the only people who know about it are fans of Wayne Ella Root. All right, my guest is Dr. John Lott. He is president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's an economist. He's a world-renowned expert on guns and crime. His website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, welcome to the Wayne Ella Root Show. How are you?
Doing great. It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
So I say this on my show all the time, and I say that speeches all the time. Matter of fact, I actually get interactive with the audience, and it was no more than 2 weeks ago I said to the audience, you know, the biggest lie ever told is when you hear the FBI announce or your local police announce that crime is down. And every one of us knows that's the biggest lie ever told. And tell me if I'm right. And the entire audience started clapping wildly that I'm right. And because everybody knows that crime is maybe the worst it's ever been. Certainly in our lifetimes, it's the worst it's ever been. And yet the media and the FBI claim crime is going down. So tell us what the truth is, Dr. John Lott.
Well, I think you're right, and I think the media either doesn't understand the crime numbers or are purposely doing it. I don't know. But look, there are two measures that we have of crime. We have the FBI Uniform Crime Report data, which is counting the number of crimes reported to police. And then we have the National Crime Victimization data by the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which tries to get a measure of total crime, reported and unreported crime. They have a survey that they do each year. They've been doing for 50 years of 240,000 people where they ask whether somebody's been a victim of crime and then ask like 40 very detailed questions about what happened to them, and then go back and ask some other follow-up questions just to make sure that they were telling them accurately the information that was there. And what you find is that for the first time since 2020, those two numbers, this measure of reported crime and total crimes, have been moving in opposite directions. You know, so I'll give you an example. If you go from 2021 to 2022, while the FBI reported crime data showed a 2% drop in violent crime, the National Crime Victimization data showed a 42% increase in total crime.
Wow.
And so total violent crime. And so, you know, the question is why is that occurring? I mean, people go to their local CVS or whatever, and they see that they have,
everything's locked up. It's locked up. Yeah.
Yeah. That you can't go and get it. Obviously that wasn't true a few years ago. Something has changed, but it's more than just theft that's occurring. You have property crime. And basically what's happened is that law enforcement in the United States has collapsed. And when people don't think that reporting crimes to the police will result in arrest and prosecution, they don't see much point, or at least as much point as previously, in going reporting crimes to the police. And there are parts of the country, I was just looking at some data, The average response time to 911 calls in New Orleans is 3 hours last year.
Right, so nobody reports it. I get it. No, I mean, look, I had a situation like that. I know somebody who got their car robbed, and they called the police. This was not in Vegas, by the way. It was a fan of mine somewhere else, and I remember them telling me the story. They called the police, and the police said, we don't come out anymore for burglaries of cars. We don't even care. So they just said, all right, drop it. What are you going to do about it? Just drop it. So they did, but that man's car was still robbed. So it doesn't matter if you didn't report it. What's the point of reporting it if you report it to the police and they say, we don't even accept it anymore. Have a nice life. Right?
Well, so let me give you a couple of numbers just to show you how bad it is, because I don't think people really understand how bad things have gotten. If you look at cities over a million, and this is true for all cities, but just for cities over a million in population, the average arrest rate in the 5 years before COVID for violent crimes was for reported crimes was 44%. It started falling in 2020. And by 2022, only 20% of reported violent crimes result in arrests. That's over a 50% drop from 44% to 20%. But it's even worse than that, because you have to understand that we know that most crimes aren't reported to police, and that share has gone up. And so if you look at it, the percent of violent crimes that result in arrest for all crimes, reported and unreported, only 8% of violent crimes in those cities result in arrest, and only 1% of property crimes in those cities result in arrest. And the thing is, arrest doesn't mean necessarily they're charged. Not everybody who gets arrested gets charged. And not everybody who gets charged gets prosecuted. Not everybody who gets prosecuted gets convicted. So you're talking about a tiny fraction of 1% of property crimes, for example. You mentioned auto theft, which is a type of property crime that's there. You know, exactly what you're saying, that they don't deal with those things. The fact that you have 1% of property crimes resulting in arrest, and only a tiny fraction of those end up getting punished. It's essentially a riskless crime for criminals to go and engage in.
Well, and John, let me give you a stat that you may not know. I had a guest on the show, I think it was yesterday, and he's a former cop for 30 years, and now he runs a company. His name, Michael Letts, was it? Michael Letts. He runs, InvestUSA.org, and it's a nonprofit that raises money to provide vests for police officers. And he said that New York City traditionally has always had 40,000 cops, and all of a sudden they've got this influx of hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, many of them criminals, and now they've only got close to 20,000 cops. That's how far down they are. They can't recruit new cops. The old cops are all retiring. So a city that used to have 40,000 police now has 20. So you wonder why crimes are going unsolved and unreported, and there's your answer. Because nobody's safe anymore, and everybody better have a gun, and you better be ready to use it, because the only defense at this point is you, to protect you and your family. Cops will not be there when you need them.
All right, look, even if you can go and hire a new police officer today, and as you say, they're not able to recruit anywhere near enough to replace the retirements that are there, somebody who's only been on the job for a year doesn't have the experience and the ability of somebody who was there for 10 or 15 or 20 years who just retired early because, you know, they were upset about the way things were being run.
Right.
And you also have, I mean, the points you're bringing up are excellent, but also on top of that, you have police are demoralized.
Right.
You know, they're retiring for a reason. But one of the reasons why they're demoralized is because they go and arrest somebody and the person's immediately released without even being charged. And so a lot of these cops figure, what's the point of doing? Plus, they have all sorts of new paperwork that's been imposed on them in many of these cities. If you're in Chicago and you go and talk to somebody, every person you talk to, you have to fill out 2 legal sized pages of forms talking about who you talk to, what you talk to them about, where you talk to them, why you talk to them. It takes basically about an hour on average for you to go and fill out that paperwork.
So you know what it reminds me of, John?
People in the morning.
John, you know what it reminds me of? The the VAERS list, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That, you know, study after study has been done by Harvard and Columbia, all the fancy Ivy League medical schools, and they all found that only 1 to 2% of people who die or are injured from vaccines ever want to fill out the form because it's too complicated. Only a doctor can do it. Maybe a nurse can do it, but it takes an hour of their time. So nobody wants to do it. So even if 12 people died yesterday, they don't fill any of it out. So it looks like, you know, 50,000 people died from the COVID vaccine, when in reality, it could very well be 1 million Americans have died from the COVID vaccine, but nobody wants to fill out the form. Same type of story.
Right. Well, what happens is police don't want to talk to anybody, you know, because they know if they go talk to a few people, their whole afternoon is going to be taken up filling out paperwork.
Amazing. Just amazing. And then I just want to make sure in the last minute we have here that we mentioned New Orleans has the third highest per capita murder rate in the country. The response time is 36 minutes, and New Orleans wants to take away all the guns from the citizens.
Right. It's 36 minutes for just those calls where the criminal is actually still on the scene there and it's a violent crime.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. And they want to take our guns away. They want to create a firearm-free zone around the French Quarter. That makes sense. The criminals will always have guns, and the legal citizens can't take a chance because, you know, you could own a business, you can own a home, you can own a car, you got a wife and family, you can't afford to go to prison. So nobody's going to take that chance, and no one can defend themselves. We're like ducks. What is it called? Fish in a barrel? Fish in a barrel. It's unbelievable. Criminals can go hunting. Dr. John Lott, we got to run. President of the Crime Prevention Research Center, world-renowned expert on guns and crime. His website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, appreciate you coming on. Thank you, man.
Thank you for being there.
We are in so much trouble, and the media is reporting none of it. You have no idea. It's already become Mad Max out there. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned, America-first company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those COVID vaccines and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Wayne, help. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity, and DNA stability. Nocovidium was fantastic. This is from the same company and three times better. This is the same product, but three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And by the way, I saw the article yesterday, a new study out that shows conclusively that the spike proteins kill immunity and cause cancer cells to explode. There's no defense against cancer because of the spike proteins. So you got to get them out of your body. Okay, it even shows that it kills the effectiveness of chemotherapy. Can you imagine? It makes the cancer cells immune to chemotherapy. That's the word I was looking for, immune. Here's a special offer from my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. And use the promo code WAR. And the disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Here's a statement just out from President Trump on the Presidential Debate Commission's decision to delay the debates. Everything to favor Biden, everything. The Presidential Debate Commission schedule does not begin, Trump says, until after millions of Americans have already cast their ballots. This is unacceptable. And by refusing to move up the debates, they're doing a grave disservice to the American public who deserve to have to hear from both candidates before voting begins. President Trump has stated he will debate Joe Biden anytime, anywhere, any place, and Joe Biden himself just agreed to debate. By the way, he did that on the Howard Stern show with the most disgusting, nauseating, revolting, just an interview where, like, you know, you could have asked him 1,000 tough questions, and Howard Stern's like, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're the finest man that ever lived. By the way, who's your favorite baseball team? What's your favorite color? What kind of dress does your wife wear? It was the most incredible, ridiculous, fawning interview in the history of mankind. Howard Stern is the most disgusting human being. He's gone from being the funnest guy in the world with the most interesting commentary 30 years ago to the most horrible, revolting liberal, woke liberal who believes in hiding in his home because the COVID germ is going to kill him. Oh, and he thanked Biden. You're just the most incredible human being ever to have a man as nice as you as president. He didn't mention he left 200 German Shepherd guard dogs, military canine dogs that save lives, the most precious, incredible, and valuable weapons of the United States military. Every one of those dogs probably worth $1 million in training. And he left them on the tarmac to die in Afghanistan. If you don't like Kristi Noem because she bragged in her new book coming out that she once killed one dog, and you heard me rave about that over the last 2 days. I mean, rant and rave. I mean, I'm such a dog lover, and I love my Bubba, and I love my buddy, and I was so angry that she talked about killing a dog like it's no big deal because it was untrainable. But if you're mad at that, and it happened 20 years ago, and she at least accepts that she did it and talks about it, admits that she did it in her book. How mad are you at Joe Biden, who doesn't say a word about it? The media is a total blackout. And he murdered. He's responsible for the death. He left them to die. 200-plus German shepherds. Can you imagine the last hours of their life on a 120-degree tarmac? With the sun beating down, no water, no food, abandoned by their people, and around them are the Taliban who hate them and want to kill them and probably stab them all to death, or just let them all starve to death and die in their cages on the tarmac. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden's going to hell. Let me make that very clear to you. Joe Biden is going straight to hell. On the day he dies, he's going straight to Satan. He's going to burn to death and have German shepherds eating his ass for the rest of his life. Let me tell you something. They're going to be snapping at him and pulling his skin off for the rest of his life. What a horrible human being. If you're a dog lover, this is the most evil human being that's ever lived. And let me tell you the details of it all. Because Joe Biden was begged, the Biden administration was begged by animal rights groups, if you're going to abandon the dogs, we will put all our resources and spend millions of dollars and send a crew there. Just ask the Taliban to wait, and we'll send a crew, and we'll send a cargo plane, and we'll take the dogs out. We'll load the cages on our plane. And Biden said no, and he left them to die. That's evil, man. That's Hitler-level evil. If you're a dog lover, you better hope and pray Biden goes straight to hell and gets bitten by German shepherds for the rest of his life. You evil SOB, and I don't mean son of a butcher. So the same guy doesn't want to debate Trump, and now they've put the debate off till after millions have voted. Of course they have. Of course they have. Because anyone who sees Joe Biden hates his guts, the inflation he's created. The electric bills, the gas in your car, the groceries, the restaurant bills, what he's done to all of us, and the vaccines, the mandatory vaccines. Doesn't matter, Trump likes the vaccines too. He never mandated, he never will mandate. You want it? Freedom. Go get it. You don't want it? You never have to get it when Trump is president.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.